All right, let's get things going. Mahoney, got some good news and we got some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, so an employee gets sentenced to 6 months in prison because he went to his workplace and released rats.
Oh, I kind of love that.
I mean, if you're going to be petty and you're going to get after your former workplace or your workplace that you think is soon to be your former workplace, this is the way to do it. I think that this guy, his name is John O'Neill. He's from Ireland. He's 61 years old. He had had just about enough. I mean, at 61, you're pretty close to retirement anyhow.
Oh, well, over in the UK, too, I believe you are at retirement age at 61.
So on security footage on February 9th.
They call them pensioners over there.
He was working at this place at the time. He allegedly had a dispute with a manager. And look, we've all dealt with really crappy, lame, pathetic managers before that don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And everything that they do pisses you off because they're incompetent at their job. And sometimes you just reach a breaking point.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe this was a social commentary about what kind of rat his boss was, Dave. So he released the rats into the workplace as a,
one disease-ridden rat for another disease-ridden
exactly.
rat.
Exactly, yeah.
And the offices had to be then cleaned professionally because they were covered with rat feces the following day.
Were these rats eating a bunch of white cats before they went over there?
No idea. The cost of the cleaning, around $3,500, which seems like a lot.
I mean,
this guy works. I mean, look, you have to value an employee that's been at a company for a long time and that has earned their keep, right?
You would think so. Yeah, yeah.
It's not always the case, but you would think that you would care about an employee that has been a loyal member of a company for, in this case, a couple of decades.
I mean, it seems like he's getting a little long in the tooth, and it's not so much what you've done in the past, it's what have you done yesterday.
Yeah,
even though yesterday was pretty good, what did you do like 3 weeks ago?
Right, yeah. So this guy, again, worked for the council for 23 years, and he realized that he had just had enough. And I think that, again, all of us have gotten to the point where
you've had enough.
Some a-hole comes along and they think that they know everything. And really, they're just terrible at their job. And so it pisses you off to no end. And finally, you feel like you've got to do something about it. And that's what this guy did. He went in, released these rats for that rat. And now he's facing 6 months in prison. I want to go bail this guy out.
I'll throw in on that for sure.
Does it say how much his bail is?
It doesn't say. It said that he cost the company like around $3,500 for cleaning.
Seems a little excessive for six months in jail.
That's a little.
You know, I bet it was that crappy manager who's the one that filled out the report on how damaged the offices were because of the rat.
Not only did it hurt the office, it hurt my feelings.
And the rat's
feelings.
That's
what matters. I would like somebody to come into our office and release a bunch of baby gerbils.
Oh, heck yeah.
Baby gerbils?
Babies, though. They'll die. We might step on them by accident, honey.
You're tall.
It's kind of hard to see down there.
We'll just be like laying down and let them all run all over us.
No, okay. It'd be nice.
That was a nice ending to
that very intense story. I like that.
They could eat like small little food, because if you've never seen like a gerbil eating small food, it is cute
like
as hell.
Like little mini burritos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hamsters with their little mini food?
Oh, it's hamsters is what I'm thinking, not gerbils.
Yeah, gerbils. No, man. I'm going to reject one of those.
Yeah. Ian, where are all the extra gerbils?
Would your porn non de plume be Richard Rear? Would that?
I like that. How is there never been a Richard
Dick
Rear?
Yeah. Dick Rear.
Well, oh, I feel like that's taken.
Short it.
That's a little weird.
But just Ian Gerbil. Kind of rhymes with sheeble. Sheeble, gerbil. Sheeble, gerbil.
Some good news today as well. Harrison Ford, who is getting up there in the years, he has had a number of mishaps. This one, I would say, a bit more common than, I don't know, crashing a plane into a golf course.
That was bad.
That was not great.
That was real bad.
Yeah, he's getting old.
Luckily,
dude.
Nobody was hurt in that plane crash. So
shockingly, even him.
Yeah.
But he lost his credit card while he was staying in Sicily.
All right, this is a story.
He's good news.
This wasn't actually even Sicily. It was just a small town near Sicily. So this is the biggest thing that's happened to them in a long time. Some tourist found a credit card. It had Harrison Ford's name on it. And he turned it into local police. And local police like, oh my God, we got to find Harrison Ford. So they tracked him down and returned the card.
It was actually Harrison Ford. It wasn't some like John on the street named Harrison.
Harrison Ford. Yep. Lost his credit card. He was unaware that the credit card was even missing.
I kind of forget that Harrison is a name without Harrison Ford attached to it.
Harrison is a cute name, isn't it? Like you name a kid Harrison and you can call him Harry.
Aww.
You know, that's cute, right?
What do you think, Mahoney?
It's okay. I mean, I'd rather just name a kid Harry.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than some generic crap like Mike.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Audrey, do you use coupons?
I feel like I probably should, but don't. I'm too embarrassed to use them.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to use them. It's just the process of like
it's
actually.
That's the ass.
Why it's embarrassing, because you're the person who's like taking
the one
the
who's
time.
Like at the register.
Oh, I don't even mind that. I don't begrudge anybody for that. I just the amount of time to go through them. Like my father-in-law is all about like coupons. He knows everything. He knows every deal on the planet. Like it's so much like free food at the grocery store just because he reads. And pays attention, and I don't do any of that. But I will say, I do use, like, if I'm buying something from a retail outlet, I will go to, like, a Retail Me Not, or I'll Google promo codes
For
that
sure.
website. But I don't use physical coupons, but online coupons.
Digital is where it's at.
I do look for.
The only physical coupon, a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Because you can't go there without one.
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Victoria's Secret, and Bath & Body Works are the only coupons that I think I still get in the mail.
I was walking into a Bed Bath & Beyond one time with one of those coupons, and they thought I was one of those sign spinner guys because they're so big.
Oh, yeah.
20% off this way.
They're like, out back, sir, out back. It's not time for your smoke break just yet.
But extreme couponing gone too far, perhaps? The FBI has revealed new details about a $31.8 million counterfeit coupon scheme that landed a Virginia Beach couple in prison for 20 years combined. The agency said that investigators found fake coupons in every crevice of the house of these two, and they falsified savings worth more than $1 million. They also found designs for coupons for more than 13,000 products on her computer.
Yeah, that like extreme couponer show was just bizarre to me.
Made me uncomfortable.
It really did. Like the people seemed...
Hoarders.
Off.
Yeah.
They're hoarders.
I was always concerned with, okay, you're buying all of this iced tea, but you know it expires. Why do you have to have 50 things of iced tea?
Well, doesn't make sense.
And it doesn't really expire. It's just Best Buy.
Oh, okay. So
my wife is one of those people. Like, it's just Best Buy. And I'm like, man, like.
You don't Best Buy on milk, honey.
Yeah.
You don't Best Buy on milk.
Yeah. Or anything, really. I don't know.
I don't know. Bread.
Bread goes quick. I keep my bread in the fridge, and it's still after like 2 weeks.
You keep your bread in the fridge?
If I don't keep it in the fridge, it gets moldy. It gets moldy within a week in my house.
How long does it take you to get through a loaf of bread?
I mean, right now, like I eat one piece of Ezekiel bread a day.
Just one?
Yeah. I eat a piece of toast. Well, it's not really great.
Oh, okay.
If we're being honest, like Ezekiel toast or Ezekiel bread is not, it's like sprouted bread, so it's supposedly better for you.
It's healthy bread.
Yeah, it's healthy bread, so it's not like
I'm
like.
Screw you, Ezekiel. Your bread sucks.
Yeah. No man named Ezekiel makes bread well. I'm putting my stance.
Unless you're in the Bible, get out of here with that Ezekiel nonsense, okay?
I am glad you died from dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
Is that what happened to him?
Yeah, that's right.
It was always Zeke, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mahoney, you got hit pretty hard with COVID. Audrey, you had COVID early on back in June of 2020, right?
I was the hipster to COVID.
Yeah. You had it before. It was cool.
Our old friend Bossy Rossi, unfortunately, too, got hit.
He's all right, though, yeah?
But he's coming through.
Yeah, he's getting through.
And we love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So much.
Yeah.
The best.
You know, just having a good boss means a lot.
Really.
It really does.
Yeah.
But the question that I have for you guys is, do you feel like there is any brain fog or memory loss that
100%.
You suffered from it? Yeah.
I actually was just talking with a doctor about it the other day because I was like, dude, some days I feel like I can't even get a sentence out. Like I will really just forget everything in the middle of my thought.
You're not alone. So the most common cognitive defects from having COVID is something called brain fog. And they say that 24% of the participants of this survey said that, they were having problem recalling things and felt like they had brain fog as a result of long-term COVID. And, I mean, it's a small sample group. It's 740 patients from Mount Sinai Health System. But still, from that group, almost a quarter of them reported having brain fog.
All right, imagine being really dumb already, okay? And then they smack this on you, okay? Yeah. It's a terrible feeling. Like, really? It's like, oh, my God, I thought I had a little bit something in me.
Do we think it's brain fog, or did COVID just make stupid people aware?
Mm. No, don't tell me that, Mahoney.
I feel like that. That's what happened to me.
I didn't go deaf because of COVID.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, it's me. Quick question. I was just wondering.
Am I the only one who's getting pissed off at these big-ass trucks trying to make U-turns and little-ass intersections? Like, if you know your truck has a radius of a freak tow truck, why are you trying to make these small-ass turns? Don't go into my lane while you're trying to make a U-turn, because I swear I will hit your car.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, so as somebody that has driven a large vehicle before, you know, on my RV adventures across the United States of America,
you went down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah,
it was
difficult. I'd have some level of empathy for people that drive large vehicles. I do have zero empathy for people that drive large vehicles like a-holes, whether it's an 18-wheeler, U-Haul, or just a big-ass truck.
Usually the 18-wheelers are pretty good because it's professional drivers. And sometimes, yes, you may have some party favors to stay up and keep it going.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help your driving skills if you're all methed out.
They're pros, Dave. Mm-hmm. But the U-Hauls of the world are like, I cannot get away from a U-Haul faster.
Well,
there's zero training.
No idea what they're doing, right? Yeah. It's like when they gave me the keys to the RV and there was like a 32-foot RV. They're like, yeah, have fun. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this is a big ass car, man. Yeah. How do I back it up?
Are there rear view cameras on that?
There was, but it was broken.
Oh, hell no.
And can you imagine rear view mirrors or whatever cameras not being a thing like they had been for almost all of RV history?
Right. And you're sitting there going, well, how do I see where I'm backing up? You know, and thankfully we realized it was broken before I left and they had to reset it. I had to reset it like 3 or 4 times on the trip, mm-hmm. but at least I knew how to reset it.
Okay.
It's like one of those things where you had to have like a pin and push on the bottom of the little radio.
Oh, that would be a nightmare.
Because it would have been a disaster if you're trying to back up a 32-foot RV
and
you have no idea what's behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, the U-Haul, I just don't trust. I just don't trust anybody in them because you've made some, like, probably some questionable life choices to, you know, you're 68 years old, you're driving a U-Haul. Like, there's a lot of things.
I don't fault people for driving a
U-Haul.
There's
a lot of questions that have.
No. Some people just like moving their own stuff.
No, they don't.
Man.
Nobody likes moving their own stuff.
Well, they like moving their own stuff more than paying $7,000 for somebody else to move it.
That's
it. You get your company to pay for your move.
I was going to say, if we were to.
You work for a good company.
Yeah, true. I moved in the company that I worked for at the time. Not this one, of course not. But they accidentally gave me an old contract that gave me the old contract's lump sum of money to move.
Oh, really?
And they were like, oh, sorry, just kidding. We can't give you all that money. And I was like, you know what is funny, though, is that y'all already signed this, and so did I. So I'm getting all of that money.
How much was it?
I mean, not that much, but enough to get me kind of here.
A couple thousand dollars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got 10 G's to move once, and I only spent like 3 of it to move.
And did you furnish the rest of your
blow
place?
The rest?
No, then I just like kept buying stuff. I was like, no, this is a part of my move.
Please leave.
Of course I need this $1,500 blow-up mattress.
Now, this is a used Daewoo. How is that part of your move?
It's essential.
Why don't you guys put out listener surveys so we can put down how much we hate you in writing? You all deserve to read the truth.
Message deleted.
That's what the voicemail is
for. That's what my DMs are. Yeah. That's what my comment section is.
That's what our Zooms are with our bosses. I mean, we get plenty of hate. Don't worry. And if you want to fire some more hate our direction, we are totally cool with that.
No. Dummy.
Anytime that you want to tell us how awful we are, we're getting kind of used to it. In fact, I'm starting to like the pain.
No, Audrey,
hit me harder.
See, Audrey's just too new to the business.
I hate it so much.
That's the problem because it's like if you don't have – like Dave and I have worked at many places over the years. Yeah. And if you're not getting any calls or emails about how bad you suck or how awful of a human being you are, nobody,
it's 'cause nobody cares.
Nobody cares and nobody's listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is like we've worked at a radio station where we came in and nothing.
Nobody cared.
It was like, yeah, well, there's no complaints. And then you like slowly realize, oh, it's because this is a completely dead signal and nobody gives one iota.
I will say, I mean, like having listeners tell you that you suck is something that
I like it.
You do.
Yo, Mahoney, Mahoney like gets physically aroused by it. It's weird.
I used to get,
like, look at that nipple right there.
Yeah.
That thing is cut
it
glass
is sharp.
Of that thing. Yeah.
It's sharp.
But
point.
I mean, you know, it's one thing to have like listeners telling you how awful you are, and then it's another thing to have like a colleague or a boss doing it. And that can be a little bit frustrating.
No, I like
now that
it.
That's happened recently.
I like it when you have an inept boss who's telling you how bad you suck and you know how bad they're sucking and they just don't know that freight train's about to hit them before it hits you or it may hit you at the same time, but I'm all here for mutual assured destruction.
You know what? I feel like, though, that I really feel like it wouldn't hurt as bad as if maybe like they would do it in the DMs. Like if bosses came through and were like berating you the same way listeners did, or like weirdos, like incels behind keyboards,
yeah,
just like hurt my feelings the same way that everyone else does.
I'll just say this. My boss needs to stop asking me for feet pics. You perv.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What are the legalities of statements like Carl Jr.'s hand-breaded chicken tenders? Is a human hand operating a machine sufficient to make that claim?
Message deleted.
Also, would anyone else be cool with them not being hand-breaded? Like, can you just have a machine do that? Because that seems more sanitary.
I don't know. You ever
tried
to bread something? You can't really, like,
I have tried to bread something.
It's a delicate process.
And it's very difficult to do properly. Again, a machine would do a better job than I would.
I don't know, man. Because you have to. Yeah. You got to soak it in the milk.
When's the last time you breaded something,
man? I've been looking into frying stuff at home since my wife is getting after me, like she doesn't want me eating out.
So you want to eat in, but bad?
Yeah,
naughty.
I want to fry my own chicken at home.
You've been looking into frying your own chicken at home.
That's right, I have.
You're trying to set up a house KFC.
Yes,
Mahoney is the colonel.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, you talk about a stressful situation, right? My wife is pregnant right now. We have another kid on the way. And thankfully, we've had, you know, three births up to this point that have gone relatively smoothly. I can't imagine something like this. He's a defensive tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Dwayne Smoot. He had to deliver his daughter in the living room of his house.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So he was the midwife.
It was the midsir. About 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, him and his wife were actually about to leave for the hospital. She collapses in the living room. Oh, so he calls 911, and she starts walking him through the process. We're all on the phone with the ambulance. They told me to grab a shoestring.
What?
He said I had no idea what I was going to use the shoestring for, but I grabbed a shoestring.
What do you use a shoestring for?
They told me to tie it around the umbilical cord to allow the blood flow to be able to get to the baby, and that's what we used. They just walked me through it. I grabbed one of my shoes, tore it out as soon as I could. Their daughter was born within an hour. The football player said his wife is the real hero, mom of the year, he said. Said it was one of his scariest moments of his life. His you know, very pregnant wife just collapsing in the living room. Great news, they're all doing well.
What if he was mama, baby? What if he was a Velcro guy?
Or a shoelace. I don't have a shoelace. I only have Uggs.
I've embraced the shoe securing of the future in Velcro.
Man, fantastic news, though. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, also, fantastic news that somebody who can perform well under pressure who had to step up to the plate.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to be the person on the end of the phone call that's the 911 operator and having to walk somebody who thinks in that moment that they're going to lose their wife and their, you know, soon-to-be baby, maybe. Like, how difficult it must be to try to coach somebody through a situation like that. And, like you said, Audrey, credit to him for being cool enough under pressure to be able to follow the instructions, and it worked out.
Do you think they yelled, "Hut, hut, hi!" as she gave birth?
Yeah, like, the celebration must have been terrible.
Like, punted
it down.
242, Omaha!
Also, do you get charged? Like, you save some money at the hospital if you deliver it home first?
Yeah, right.
Is it like BYOB, being your own baby?
You just show up with the kid. You're like, everything's fine.
Like a false start.
So, you know,
I thought that was good.
Nobody okay. likes an STD or an STI. Mahoney, you're the one on the show that's been riddled with STIs.
Yeah, Dave, no one likes
Dave,
STIs.
In my day, they were called STDs. Yeah.
You were the STI hipster.
And I had I had chlamydia, like, you know, 15, some odd, 17 years ago.
Is that the clap?
No, clap is gonorrhea. Everybody thinks chlamydia is...
The clap, because
the C. Because it's got the C, but no, clap is gonorrhea. And gonorrhea, from what I understand, is much
drippy,
worse.
Drippy, huh?
Don't get me wrong. Chlamydia, it burned when you went to the restroom, but they clear that up real quick with a nice little shake that they give you. I don't know if they have like pills now or if it's still the shake. It's been a while since I've been to the free health clinic, but back in my day, that's what they did. And they also, just as anybody who's wondering, also the largest Q-tip you'll ever encounter in your
you
entire life.
You had to put that in your, oh my God.
That's supposed to be next and only, and woo.
And does not make a slag whistle sound. Does not make a slag whistle sound.
What if there's fuzz left behind, y'all? No fuzz left behind. That sucks.
So would you guys like to hear the new hotness when it comes to STIs?
Sure.
There is a new flesh-eating STI that causes beefy red ulcers.
Oh, no.
That is becoming more prevalent in the United Kingdom.
Where is the beefy red ulcer?
Well, where you
well,
think
no,
it is.
I don't know. Is it on your front side, your back side?
Well, it depends on where the STI, where the infection has gone, but generally in the crotchal region.
What if it's...
This is called donovanosis. It does not actually eat flesh in actuality, but the disease has been called flesh eating because of its gory appearance with the beefy red ulcers on the skin.
What is it called?
Donovanosis.
Oh, I thought it sounded like you said Donda. I was like, isn't that Kanye's new album name? Donda Ulcis?
Is it?
It's like a beefy ulcer after the first listen of Kanye's new album.
If you listen to Kanye's new music, you automatically get an STI. It's free.
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
The doctor from the Yale School of Public Health said that she sees this as a small-scale concern right now. But, you know, in the past couple of years, we've had things that started out as a small concern and gotten relatively large relatively quickly. So, you know, if you're traveling across the pond and you meet somebody attractive from the United Kingdom, be careful.
Are we sure this isn't an actual viral marketing campaign from Arby's?
The beefy red?
I'm just saying, because, like, it is a virus and it's, like, a beefy color. Yeah, man. Like, I mean, this could be the next way that we're getting advertisements delivered to us via the crotch.
We got the STIs.
Earmuffs.
Cover your ears.
Mahoney, you like to consider yourself to be a bit of a music expert. Mm-hmm. These are all popular songs that I'm sure you've heard many times over the years. The challenge here is that they're covered by people, and these aren't like big cover songs. These individuals haven't broken through just yet. Today, in this very moment, it might be their big opportunity.
Well, Dave, as we took the oath of broadcasting many years ago, we were to, we wanted to help catapult undiscovered artists into a new stratosphere. And artists like Justin Bieber, that guy who now sings in Journey, and
Justin Bieber's in Journey,
weird guys from Florida, have all now become they have all become international superstars.
Yes,
because of YouTube.
International.
Yes.
There could be a very powerful record executive listening to this broadcast right now.
Oh.
And so this, again, could be the opportunity for these people. But that's not the challenge. The challenge is, can you guys figure out the original artist and the song based off of some of these rather creative covers?
Dave, am I going against Mahoney this
morning? Against Mahoney. So whoever gets the artist or the song, you get a half point. If you get the artist and the song, you get a full point. Whoever gets more out of our three is going to be our winner. We do have a fourth bonus if necessary.
Okay.
Going down, Mahoney.
Let's start.
Here we go with number one and cover your ears.
Because I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. I never realized I was stretched too thin, till it was too late and I was empty within. Hungry, feeding on chaos and living in sin. Downward spiral, where do I begin? It all started when I lost my mother. No love for myself and no love for another. Searching to find the love up on a higher level.
And that's 30 seconds
right
there.
Oh my God, he kind of tripped me up. Is it Puddle of Mud?
No.
I'm sorry. No. I tripped me up. I lost it. I had it. I lost it.
That is Papa Roach in Last Resort.
Yes.
Was he singing in the rain?
Duh.
What was the background noise in that? Duh.
That was, he was in a open garage in Michigan during a rainstorm.
I like
singing
that.
Directly into his laptop.
Yes.
Do you? Yes.
I
dug it. It was
just a bold move to go totally a cappella like that.
A
vibe, I liked
for
it.
For sure.
You know, usually whenever I fall asleep, like I try and find, you know, rain sounds, I might use that.
I was actually,
whole thing even with him on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great.
It sprinkled here the other day, you know, and I was out. I actually decided to go outside and walk in it.
What?
Yeah, I did.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I
was just like, ooh, I want to, you know, it's like I don't get to see this very often. So weather's not too bad and it wasn't lightning. So I just took a stroll in the rain.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Audrey.
Did not sing, though.
I know. I am
Mahoney
really upset at myself, too.
Here we go on to number two.
Audrey. I know.
I wish there was more of that.
I love that.
That's so cool. Oh, God.
It's
I want to
so
hear the
right at the climax. Ian, cut it off.
Oh, what is it? Son of a bitch, Ian.
You tantric man. That is Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
Yes, full porn
audit. Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones. That, she corrected herself. Man, that was... I mean, what a contrast to go from guy singing in the rain a cappella to...
But he kept it pretty close on beat, though.
And this? No, he's right on.
Jones and me.
Does it hit as hard in the chorus?
Oh, of course it does. I have a three-hour compilation of just 90s dance tracks. If you guys want it, I'll burn it on a CD.
Yes, please.
We're going to need that for the Internet is Awesome.
I will definitely pull
with
that.
The hook.
You will not be disappointed.
So good.
Leave them hanging.
Okay.
You know what? The Counting Crows don't get the kind of love that they deserve either.
Amazing lyrics. Really. Yes. If you look into him, he's a poet.
He really is a poet.
With dreads.
Each of you. Each of you have a full point. If somebody gets a full point here, you'll win the game.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Mahoney.
Audrey, no!
Again, so good.
So good.
He sounded like he was in a septic tank. What are you talking about?
He disappeared at the beginning and then he came back.
They just said he sounded like he was in a septic tank.
I'm pretty sure that is actually Sully from Godsmack and Voodoo.
There you go.
Wow, well, Voodoo is so good.
Dude, that song does hit. Wow. That first whole album of Godsmack.
I mean, wow.
Where was he singing, Ian?
That was like in another garage with just a green screen in the back. That was Bev and Bob. That was Bob.
Oh. That was Bob?
That was Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Bob Trash!
Old Chris Harrison got fired from The Bachelor and hasn't had a lot of good news recently. Well, finally, he does have some good news. Him and his girlfriend have gotten engaged, and he said the next chapter starts now.
Who's hosting The Bachelor now? Isn't it like David Spade or something?
No. It's
Better Looking Me. It's Jesse Palmer.
Oh.
Got the gig, yeah.
And he was on The Bachelor, so honestly, kind of fitting, sure.
Yeah, it works. It works. But Chris Harrison said the next chapter starts now. He and his longtime girlfriend, who is an Entertainment Tonight correspondent, her name is Lauren Zima, great last name. They are now engaged. Hopefully, she keeps Zima as a last name as opposed to Harrison.
Can't let Zima die, man.
That's right.
Like it needs. If there was ever a time for a brand to have a resurgence, it would be Zima right now.
Do you remember Zima tried? Like the whole thing was like just drop a Jolly Rancher in and. Enjoy. It was right as seltzers were starting to take off. Zima was like, this is our chance.
Because I don't even know what it is.
Zima is a... Oh, God.
I thought you were talking about that illness that came through via mosquitoes.
You never see
the Zika virus?
Yes, I thought
you never saw these bottles? It was kind of like a seltzer before a seltzer.
It was like hard seltzers. And so when hard seltzers first got introduced, like when the White Claw thing was just beginning, mm-hmm. Zima tried to have a pretty big... push to make a comeback, but Zima was back in the day kind of the drink that everyone that didn't want hard liquor or booze, mostly because we were young and just wanted something sweet.
Yeah,
you would drop a Jolly Rancher of your choice into the Zima.
Sour apple was always,
and that's almost exactly what a hard seltzer is now, right? It's just like watermelon flavored or orange flavored or something.
Cherry.
You drop a watermelon in of your choice, and then it would taste like that. But it was essentially
a seltzer. It was the grandfather to Smirnoff Ice.
I was just going to say, we used to do something similar, and I wonder if that's why. Like, you know, whenever you're in high school, like the former or the older kids taught you what the older kids taught them. Yeah. It's like things have passed down from generation to generation in booze drinking. We used to do something called Skittles. Have you guys ever heard of this?
Yeah. Sure. With vodka?
With vodka, Sprite, and then you put like a Kool-Aid packet in there and just a bunch of Skittles.
And then you just let it sit, right?
Yeah, and you just get the most brutal hangover ever. But I wonder if that's where the Zimaception.
So I Googled Zima, Dave, and I'm on the very first page of Zima. And so you get that little like Wikipedia page to the right on the Google results and say people also search for Bartles and James.
Yeah.
Clearly Canadian. Orbits, I don't know if you guys remember the Orbits, the water with the weird little balls in them. And then also the coup de grace, Surge.
Oh, Surge, yeah.
Maybe the most toxic of all sodas from the 90s. Yeah.
Well, Jolt. Jolt was up
there. Jolt's still a
thing,
though.
Are they not the same thing?
Surge was like that jacked up Mountain Dew, right?
It was supposed to be a Mountain Dew competitor, yeah.
Yeah, and then Jolt was like...
It had twice the caffeine.
Twice the caffeine, twice the sugar.
This feels like a Mandela effect, like how we think that the Shaq and the Shaq movie exists.
No,
I've never seen a Jolt in the Wild.
Sinbad movie.
Yeah.
The Shaq movie, actually.
It did?
We can't confirm that that exists, but the Shazam Sinbad movie is a Mandela effect, but I still believe it.
Feels Mandela.
So anyway, Chris Harrison got engaged to some girl with the last name Zima.
Man, Jolt and Surge is more entertaining to me.
You guys are, and if you were an old school gamer like me, you remember Balls, B-A-W-L-S, the most caffeinated drink for gamers everywhere.
Woo! Why was it specific to gamers?
Just because
they trying to find a niche.
Because we were staying up all night long playing video games, and so they wanted you. And like we were young, so we didn't like the taste of coffee yet.
Season number 11 of Curb Your Enthusiasm is on HBO.
Oh, and I am here for this.
John Hamm is featured prominently in this season. Fan or not?
I like John Hamm, even though he is a he's got it all. He's got a big old ham hawk. He was a rich kid, grew up in the same area I did in St. Louis, but he
Where all the rich kids are from?
Well, no, he went to the MICDS, which is the John Burroughs Fancy Boy School.
Oh, the Fancy Boy School.
Fancy Boy, which they were all rich and handsome and
he
good at sports.
He looks like
and
a fancy guy.
Of he course does. He is.
Have you ever seen him walking down the street with just his with his doctor's
on? And his
doo-wah
diddy saying diddy dum diddy do? Yeah, and he's got a nice...
Let me give
I'm
you
a ham fan.
An audio representation of what it looks like if you get close to John Hamm.
Yeah,
he is.
But he's also not like pompous.
No, he seems like doesn't take himself too seriously.
Doesn't
yeah.
like it when yeah. people talk about his giant hog. You know all of that.
No, he just hates it.
It's all stop.
Oh, it must be so pee-pee. Hard.
Yeah.
But I think season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have been a fan of Curb for 20 years now. I mean, if you think about this, it predated. I think it came out before 9/11, the very first season in 2000. If I'm recalling correctly.
If you go back though and watch season one of Curb, it doesn't hold up because the production is so bad. You're like, man, you're Larry David. This is an HBO production. You're coming off Seinfeld.
It was supposed to be a bootleg reality series at first.
No, I know, but I mean, it was like echoey and like really bad.
They shot it intentionally like that. But I feel like season 10, which we just had last year, was the best season of Curb Your Enthusiasm that we have gotten.
It's so good.
You know, ever. And that says a lot to be that good 10 seasons into a show.
If you don't recall, last season was Latte Larry's.
The Spite Store.
The Spite Store, which is just...
Well, just a forewarning, though, so I woke up very early today and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on a movie, no big deal. And you know how a lot of the streaming services they have Peacocktober and Huluween.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt. You woke up so early that you put on a movie before
trying
the morning
show? Trying
to
go back to bed. Trying to take another little snooze. Okay. Didn't work. But I went on to HBO and I was like, oh yeah, like this must be the new HBO version of Halloween because I'm so tired. And it's just Larry David's terrifying forehead. It's just like some crazy looking psychotic man.
It's supposed to look like a planet.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
God, he's so good.
But I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying. So just be warned whenever you open your HBO app today. It's kind of scary.
I think Larry's a handsome man. Like,
Oddly attracted
to him.
You are such a advocate for some of the weirdest things.
I like interesting and funny people. You know, it's why I love myself so much.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, I know that the weather has been really bad in the Bay Area for the last couple of days. If you watched the Sunday night football game, you saw how hard the rain was coming down and the wind and everything else in Santa Clara where the 49ers play. But did you guys see the video of that 18-wheeler on the bridge in San Francisco?
No.
Horrifying.
So the traffic is stopped because it's just a traffic jam, right? And the wind comes through and... Think of, you know, like a major bridge. I don't think it was a Golden Gate, but what a big bridge, right? So multiple lanes each direction sort of thing, but everything's at a standstill. And the wind comes howling through so fast, it starts lifting up and moving the 18-wheeler, like pushing it into cars.
No.
Almost gets like blown off of the bridge. It's
no
insane. So
way.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're saying that the area has been drought stricken so much that they welcome the weather, but are you showing it to her right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it almost blew a third car off of the bridge. Motorists were advised to expect delays, but elsewhere in Northern California, highways flooded, trees toppled, mud flows triggered, and this is in, you know, Northern California and then in Northern Nevada as well, so Reno has been dealing with a lot of this stuff too, where thousands of people without power because a part of the grid has gone down. They're saying some of the higher elevation locations seeing 6, 7, 8 inches of rain. I mean, that is a lot of rain.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Do you ever, whenever you go across bridges, I feel like in this case, I would be doing that because of the weather, 100%. Whenever you go across a bridge, you hold your breath as long as it takes you to get across the bridge.
Oh, I don't do that. I used to love driving across.
When you're driving?
Yeah, like it's like a thing.
What if you pass out? I thought that those tunnels, like tunnels, I've heard tunnels, but never across the bridge.
What you gonna hold your breath for whenever you're going in through a tunnel?
I lift my legs up when I cross over railroad tracks. But
what?
Yeah,
what?
That's my superstition.
If you're driving?
Yeah.
I always thought that you hold your breath going over a bridge
because
there's water and you're holding your breath.
In case you fall in?
In case you fall in.
Oh, no, I thought you just like held your breath in a tunnel because it was fun.
No.
Just to see if you could do it, like the length of the tunnel.
No. Why are you doing it over railroad tracks?
Why are you lifting your legs up over railroad tracks?
It's just, otherwise you die.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never lifted my legs up, not a single time.
You don't know this. Maybe you're living in a simulation.
What a crappy simulation. I'm stuck with you every morning for 4 hours.
It's not a bug. It's a
feature,
Dave.
And you got legs.
I wish I would have just died.
I used to love driving over bridges as a kid. Like, anytime you'd drive over a bridge, drive over a body of water, you was like, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Because we would cross, you know, I lived in St. Louis, so we would cross the Missouri River, which is a large river, on a pretty regular basis. And so I would always enjoy it. But now, like, as I've become an adult, I'm like, man, we have not been keeping up with, like, the maintenance on all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this thing could fall at any moment. So
even more fun.
Anytime I drive over a bridge and I'm like, man, this is not how I want to die.
That's why you got to hold your breath.
No.
Or pass that infrastructure bill. You know, either one.
Oh, yeah. let's just stop holding our breath. See what happens. So how many arrests were at EDC? EDC, you know, brings out hundreds of thousands of people every year and, you know, is delayed because of the pandemic, but it finally happened this past weekend. How many felony arrests? Let's do an over-under.
I hope none.
I think eight.
It is over zero.
Eight.
And it is over eight.
Really?
You're talking about felony arrests, and almost all of these
are like drug-related.
Have to do with either drug-related or there was six DUI arrests as well.
Okay.
Well, DUI is not a felony unless you get
exactly. So there were six DUI arrests in addition to the 34.
Wow.
Which, I mean, if you're talking about 300,000 people,
that's a pretty low number.
And it's almost always because there's people out there that get busted slinging Molly.
Can we just legalize MDMA? Like, can we just do that?
I mean, out of all of the drugs that are out there, like, does anyone know that anyone that's taken MDMA and, like, gnawed somebody's face off?
Never. You just touch people. You feel like
you like want to dance to Zed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do a lot of dumb stuff on meth.
You bite people's faces off and you commit crimes. Yes.
Yeah.
But nobody's out there robbing banks or committing crimes
on MDMA.
You're
just wearing furry boots and dancing.
And getting so dehydrated.
Same thing with
so
weed. Like, I mean, and at this point, like, can we just, like the government, like everything with all the fentanyl and all the drugs that are out there.
I was thinking about that this morning, wondering if there was any fentanyl related anything at EDC.
No.
Nothing's come out, which is
nothing's good. Come out. So
which
they
is
said,
so good.
Yeah. I mean, there's the six DUIs, which again, you talk about 300,000 people ish. That attended the festival, that's pretty good as well. Mm. I would think that you could probably have six DUI arrests pretty easily after any football game, right? With a fraction of that. And they say that overall, it was a very successful event. This was the 10th anniversary of the festival. And Audrey, you had some videos that you were showing us this morning.
Yes.
I mean, it looks spectacular.
It really did. And, you know, it was kind of interesting leading up to it. Dave, I know that you mentioned it. We thought that it was just not going to go off as it has in the past. And again, I mean, it was packed. It looked awesome. The shows, the light shows, the laser shows, the fireworks.
The drone owl that they had out there.
Mm-hmm.
So they have whatever it is, 200 drones or whatever. And then they have them all synchronized so they fly in a pattern that makes it look like a giant owl is in the sky.
So cool.
But they've not necessarily perfected, but improved the technology to the point where it's sitting there like flapping its wings right above the crowd. But this thing, this giant owl, is made up of a couple hundred drones that are all synchronized perfectly.
If you were rolling on that, like, that has got to be the greatest thing ever.
So cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I need to get on drugs.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this message is for everyone who makes trippy or psychedelic art. You know that it's not what it looks like when you're tripping, right?
Message deleted.
Is there a lot of people that make trippy or psychedelic art that he thinks are listening right now?
That glow in the dark?
Hell
is that what
Lisa
you're talking
Frank.
About?
Lisa Frank, remember all those, like, it was made for children. in like the 80s, I think. But that every time I look at it, it's always like the cutest, most colorful, abstract, weird unicorns, puppies that are purple. Lisa was totally on acid when she was making those.
Do you know what I always
hated? Make those, look at that. Are those like, oh, those are like the trapper keepers that we used to have,
tell
right?
Me that's not psychedelic. School. Look at that when you're on acid. Tell me.
You remember these days?
I'm actually on acid right now. Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Like, yeah. I remember like those old school like neon trapper keepers you'd buy at Target.
Like,
do you know what I always hated? The, hey, stare at this long enough and eventually you'll see a lighthouse thing.
I've never seen anything in those ever. Not like, one time.
I wasted probably 3 years of my youth.
Are you talking about the things that
magic
they
eyes.
Make you
They're
look
called...
at in therapy?
No. Well, yeah. Those are Rorschachs.
Like, what do you see? I see an hourglass. Oh, that means that you have...
That's not what you're talking about.
I see my youth wasted.
Your dad.
No, the magic eyes is like if you look at it and you see a ship.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
You've never seen... It's like a bunch of fuzz.
You know what we're talking about, Ian?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
you just stare at it long enough and you can see Jesus or, you know. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do in therapy.
You don't remember these things? Oh. They were called Magic Eye, and I've looked at 1,000 of those posters. They're like, cross your eyes, and every time. All I see is squiggly-ass lines. Yeah. And then, as I became a teenager, I'm like, what? Do I see a nipple in there?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's static TV.
Is that a nipple? Yeah, Mariola, come on, man.
No, that's just the Spice Channel flashbacks I'm having.
Well, but really, that was teaching you. It was teaching you how to see through the Spice Channel.
That was a very nice message from that gentleman. I will say a few things that you need to know about Dave that, you know, is a lie for me. And I knew he was blocking us, okay? And I'm sure he's the one that shut down the Mary Magdalene thing, too, that you guys were doing, you know, for a little bit. That's what we were more or less talking about. And the texting, when I text over there, it gets ignored. Just like when you were on the chair, I texted something over because you guys told me to, and nothing.
Message deleted.
So that is our sweet Mary. What is she talking about with the Mary Magdalene thing?
It's whenever we were doing on Twitch, again, if you want to watch along, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, and we were doing the Ask Mary thing.
Yeah.
And she was just calling at the times where we were like, oh, it's Mary.
Where'd
let's
she
answer
get
the
Mary
phone.
Magdalene?
Mary Magdalene, though.
That's very biblical.
It is. Yeah.
Shout out Mary Magdalene.
What up?
Jesus, sad piece.
I will also clear the air. I don't know how to block numbers. I do know how to ignore them, though. Mm. I will say that. And then I also don't have access to the text line. So
the only person so that's
here
on
who
Dave,
the
huh?
only person
I'm not
here
lame
who
blame.
Has access to the text line is Dave.
Well, so, it's set up with an app, and I don't know if you can do it on multiple phones, but none of you have really ever expressed that interest in having.
No, you are.
I've attempted.
Have you?
I tried.
Unfortunately, I'm not the admin though.
When we
first
launched
it, Dave,
you
just keep that.
Dave's the only one who can see the text.
Dave,
I read them though.
Good.
I read them all.
So, but also, Mary, we don't have. It's not connected to like a contact list, right? So it's like all just like generic phone numbers that come through.
I wish that I could assign names to the text line so that way I would know who is texting for the regular texters. But sometimes it's just a bunch of random like shapes and thumbs up and kissy faces, and I'm like, is that Mary or is that some dude named Stan that
it's
lives in the desert?
Never intentional, Mary. Yeah. It's never
we
intentional.
We are never, ever ignoring
this show
you on
is specifically for you.
Yes.
One person.
You and your lazy boy while you drink your blueberry wine cooler. This show. In fact, if you didn't listen anymore, I think we'd probably just shut it down.
Just turn off the transmitter.
Which would make some people happy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Bigfoot could just bend over and pretend to be a bear. You ever just think about that?
Message deleted.
Wait, what did he say?
He said Bigfoot could just bend over and pretend to be a bear.
Ooh.
So if somebody saw Bigfoot, he could just be like, rawr.
That sounds like a kink.
Yeah, that sounds like a sexual fantasy.
Bend over, be my bear.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Audrey, this is a bit of a loaded question, but what do you fear the most in life?
Ooh, disappointment
you
and failure.
Fear being disappointing and failing people or and failing yourself?
And poverty.
And poverty, okay. Ian, what do you fear the most?
Heights.
Okay.
And unemployment.
Poverty.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to ask me?
We won't take you up to the top of a building or put you on a ladder.
If I lose my job at the top of a building, it would be the worst day
ever. That's how we're firing him.
Don't do that to me.
Like, Ian, I need you to scale that rickety ladder right there. I got some news for you. Mahoney, what about you? What do you fear most?
Success.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
And believe
so
me,
inspiring.
You're safe.
No, spiders and scorpions in my bed. That's what I fear most.
I didn't show you all the picture of the tarantula that lives outside of my house.
Mahoney literally just said, I fear spiders. And Dave goes, let me show you a spider, dude.
No, I said spiders in my bed.
Oh. Successful spiders.
In your bed. On ladders, rickety ladders. So this, there's for sure two tarantulas that live outside of my house. There's a picture that I took of that one the other night.
That's a big old one. Yeah. Okay.
Why did I just envision Mahoney sleeping with a spider, like spiders in his bed?
And like they don't get along. They're just having like a constant argument.
It's like,
cold.
Hey, baby, did you succeed?
Well,
no,
they,
I did not.
They did a survey of the thing that people fear the most. Okay. And so in California and Nevada and Florida, the fear of blood is number one. Blood.
Blood does not bother me.
Oh, what a bunch of babies.
No, I mean, Dave and I have seen an excessive amount of blood. And I thought we handled ourselves pretty well, considering how drunk we were.
Go play a video game. Desensitize yourself.
I feel like we should tell the rest of that story. We just saw a lot of blood, and we were very drunk. We handled ourselves pretty well. We were on a cruise, and some lady fell over, and it was a grandma, and she hit her head on the inside of the elevator and was bleeding everywhere. And everyone was just standing around
like a murder scene.
What do we do? And, like, her poor grandkids are there. And Mahoney, thankfully, had the presence of mind to, like, usher her grandkids away from the scene.
Somebody ran up to us first, and we would just walked out of the dining area. And
we're hammered.
And I had drank two bottles of rosé.
Just to be able to roll up on the scene.
Mahoney drank legit two bottles of rosé.
I was on a rosé kick.
And his wife was thrilled.
I feel like that's how the stories always go.
And then they come running up to us like, help! And we're like, what's going on? And so we go running down the stairs, and we see this lady bleeding all over the elevator.
What a sobering moment.
And all of these people are just standing around looking at her, including staff, and we're like, dude, I'm like, go get me some towels. So somebody runs and grabs some towels. I start applying pressure. Like, I'm sitting there holding her.
Dave,
applying
like, handled this like a boss. Like, and this is like,
and I'm like, you get the kids away. And Mahoney, thankfully, was right there.
This is even before you were a dad. So, like, your dad instincts just like, we're always there.
Get the children out of here.
And you, you know, took the kids around the corner. And then Mahoney also had the presence of mind to be like, well, let me ask the kids if there's anyone else on this boat or if they're here with their grandma.
To make her bleed?
She was in the
handrail or something.
But in the elevator, there was like this granite little, kind of like you'd see crown molding on the bottom.
Yeah.
But it was made out of marble, and she hit her head directly on that, and was just
head wounds bleed like
bleeding all over the place.
Yeah, skin up there.
And so,
I thought we saved her life.
Yeah, she died. No, I'm kidding.
Mahoney did take her appendix out, though. He was that hammered.
She was fine, but just to give you an idea of how serious it was, they had to turn the cruise ship around and go back towards land so a Coast Guard chopper could come out and life flight her off of the thing.
Oh, my.
So they life flighted her off of it, took her back to the mainland, and she was fine. Ended up being just okay.
Dave
but, man,
saved her.
Scary, scary situation.
Wow.
And I was drunk as hell. I have not drank rosé since.
Going back to the great states that we broadcast in, New York and Iowa, fear of intimacy. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, there is some trauma going up in there.
Nebraska, fear of failure. Kentucky, fear of water.
Well,
Kentucky, people are afraid of Kentucky waterfalls. Who's going to be afraid of that beautiful, beautiful hairstyle?
The mullet.
South Carolina, fear of spiders. D.C., fear of social media.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you're going to
really?
Politics.
Canceled in D.C.
Yeah, politics, man.
For real.
And then a couple of other ones here. Hawaii, fear of holes.
Yeah.
That's called like trick or something.
They got volcanoes and stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The holes
like,
over there
and
can
there's like
swallow
sink
you
pits
up.
And stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, you could straight up fall into the earth.
Kansas,
say
snakes, Wyoming, clowns.
Does it say Nevada or California?
Yeah, that's what I started with. Fear of blood.
Oh, blood. Both of those?
Yep. Yeah, and Florida. So California, Nevada, and Florida, all fear of blood. Yep.
Which, again, why would we be afraid of blood? Like, I mean, I get that there's some people who pass out from it, but I have never.
It's a survey of men.
I ain't scared.
Jay asked, come on, what's Wisconsin? Fear of absolutely nothing in Wisconsin.
The fear of running out of beer.
Yeah, the fear of where's all the Miller?
Where's the cheese?
Speaking of blood, this is another reason why pumpkin carving sucks. Out of all of the things that are associated with any holiday, like building gingerbread houses can be arduous, right? But carving pumpkins has so little upside and so much downside. Like, the actual process is disgusting.
Yep.
It's very difficult to do. Mm. And then when you actually do nail it, the pumpkin goes bad in like 3 days.
Yeah, the return on investment is minimal for that.
Pumpkin carving, leading cause of injuries associated with Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, you have to stab that gourd.
Yeah, between October and November in 2018 in the United States, 44% of Halloween-linked injuries were connected with pumpkin carving activities. Trips and falls are obviously up there as well, but number one on the list, including, of course, cuts, because you're using a very sharp knife while you're stabbing away at this gourd. People slice up their hands, their faces, all kinds of stuff on the reg.
Just paint a pumpkin.
Painting
don't
pumpkins,
do anything. Just get a pumpkin, put it on your porch.
Very nice audible.
Did you ever peel a pumpkin?
Peel a pumpkin?
They have these like peelers. They're kind of like apple peelers, kind of. And you peel the pumpkin skin so they don't go bad as fast.
So it's the skin that goes bad?
Yeah. I mean, you still have to hollow it out because you want the illumination on the inside, but you can just peel it so you don't have any, like, you only have the one big hole up top, so it lasts longer.
Mahoney, I know that you've stolen pumpkins in the past, or at least been an accomplice driving the vehicle while somebody else stole a pumpkin. But I've never stolen or smashed a pumpkin. But, you know, now as an adult, I think about how angry I would be.
Oh, I'd be furious.
If I spent all these damn hours carving this stupid pumpkin with my kids, and then somebody came along and smashed it.
This was not the pumpkins that I was witness to being stolen were not carved pumpkins. This was just a large 300 to 400 pound uncarved pumpkin.
You stole a 400 pound pumpkin.
That was an expensive pumpkin.
And has anybody we don't know how much that was.
Has anyone pressed charges?
No, I said has anybody priced out a 400 pound pumpkin.
I'll tell you this much. As somebody that has been to all of the fall festivals this year, regular size pumpkin is like $84.
Well,
it's $3 at the grocery store, $84 at the fall festival.
No, they're not $3 at the grocery store.
They're not?
For like maybe a little baby one, three.
You get them at Walmart for like $6.
Really?
For a
like
big one?
Like a normal size. Like yeah, would think like a head-sized pumpkin.
Yeah, they got just big bins that are like $10. Just pick whatever one you want. So, but they're not that great at pumpkins.
Yeah, those are the ones with the warts on them.
Yeah, and they got like the weird bruises on the ass of it, too.
Those warts have been...
What happened to you, man?
They're staying in a weekly, those pumpkins are.
Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
Oh, we've all dealt with Karens before. Sometimes you just encounter them in the wild. Sometimes you work directly with them and you have to deal with them every single day. They're always complaining about something. Nothing is good enough. And really, it's not what you're doing that makes them unhappy. It's what they're doing that makes them unhappy because they're bad at their job or they're incompetent and they try to take it out on you. Either way, sometimes it's random people that you'll see out in an establishment that are screaming at some server, even though that person can do nothing to please them, regardless of how much they try to bend over backwards to make them happy.
And we wonder why people in the service industry are quitting in droves. It's because Karens like this with the "I would like to speak to the manager" tramp stamp on their lower back.
This is not a Karen. This is a Darren, which is the male version.
He's got the tribal armband tattoo of "I would like to speak to a manager."
This is for a Dave and Buster's in Miami. It's got good ratings, 4 out of 5. John said 5 out of 5 when here on Friday night. Marco is the best bartender. 3 Caribbean Lux Patrons later, I'm in heaven. Best addition to the D&B crew. Thank you, Marco.
I want to meet Marco from that Dave and Buster's.
Shout out to Marco.
Shout out.
Demi said 5 out of 5. I visited this location last night. Had a great time. The bartender was awesome and attentive. Food was amazing. I also signed up for the exclusive mail offers, so I have double the gameplay. I also enjoyed our family outing. I will most definitely do this again.
Wait, they offer exclusive offers to dudes?
No, that was Demi that got that.
No, mail, like postal.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought there were certain, like, oh, Dave and Buster's, I get a
exclusive mail offer.
Do I get extra tickets for being a dude? Cool.
I would have the Buster, please.
Oh.
Darren B., not a great experience, said 1 out of 5 stars. Edit, I take back my original 5-star review. I was overcharged $10, and these monsters have done nothing about it. My dish was $13, and I was charged $23, meaning I tipped over 100%. I typically tip between 15 and 20, so this is fraud. I called this location to try to sort it out. They put me on hold twice for 10 minutes and then hung up. The lady said she was getting a manager, but the third time, I was on hold for nearly 20 minutes. Eventually, I started to get hung up on again, so I had to get a different phone to use. I called 10 times. This is ridiculous. Close your doors now, Dave and Buster's. Your location is through. You went out and got a burner phone?
For probably more than $23.
How many tickets is that going to cost you with a Dave and Buster's for a burner phone?
2,000. This one is a unique one, Mahoney. It is for a video game, actually. It is for Splatoon 2 on the Nintendo Switch,
if you're familiar. Yeah.
Okay. From IGN.com, it's got 4 out of 5 stars, so pretty good rating.
Well, can't trust IGN these days. Okay.
Frank7422 said 5 out of 5. Played the demo, which was a blast, until my girlfriend wanted to join in.
Oh, womp womp.
Oh, the girl's always ruining our fun.
Sorry, Frank.
Stay at home.
Tammy said 5 out of 5. I love Splatoon 2. If you're either a lover of shooters, a veteran of Splatoon 1, or just want to try something new, then you should try this one out. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, sounds like a good review, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy. Karen I said 1 out of 5 stars. This game is disgusting. When I bought it for my kid, I was expecting some family-friendly moments. But no, my child has been swearing more than ever. When I asked him who his favorite character was, he said Marina. I asked him why he picked Marina, and he pointed right to her chest. The fact that he is exhibiting these feelings and emotions now is frightening. I have yet to have the talk with him, so you bet I'm not happy with him learning about breasts from this game. I was disgusted. Nintendo, I am sending a lawsuit your direction right now. You better change this game or else.
Tammy, he is just letting you, or I guess Karen, she is just letting you know what he likes, and it's fine.
He likes boobs.
And that is okay.
He likes some chesticles. Likes boobs. What's wrong with that?
Let him live his life.
And that's probably not the first time that he is going to ever look at a boob in a happy way. Just letting you know.
And the final one, you guys, is for a classic fedora hat for men and women. It's got 4.2 out of 5 stars on Amazon. Xavier said, way better than I expected. Been given multiple compliments on this hat. Deanna said, 5 out of 5. For this quality and price, the hat was more than worth it. I originally purchased it for myself. However, my 6'5", 240-pound husband has now made claim to it. I left the room, came back in. He had a whole new outfit on, hard-bottom shoes, pinky ring, shades on. I guess it takes over your mind and spirit as well.
What kind of hat was he wearing?
A fedora.
A fedora.
With a feather.
A 5-star fedora?
Karen H., scathing review, but still 4 out of 5 stars. I find this hat to be very nice indeed. It currently ranks number 2 in my hat collection next to my newspaper. Person cap, but that isn't exactly a huge feat considering I only have 2 hats in my collection. Nevertheless, it remains number 2 because of the 3.5 compliments I have gotten on this hat. The 0.5 is because Deborah from accounting complimented me on it, and we all know she never means it when she says something nice. She's a broken person. I have her compliment me on multiple occasions just to hear someone else say she didn't really mean it. Either way, I'll take her half compliment at face value. She's always been jealous of my truly trend-setting style, and she'll get what's coming to her eventually. Anyway, it's a cool hat.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's been a lot of talk over the past few days about this new Vegas tunnel. It's going to be underneath the city. And it all started with that Tesla tunnel over there from the Boring Company at the convention center, which in concept was pretty cool, right? And then you realize it's just sort of like a
execution. It's a car in a tunnel,
basically. But the idea of there being a tunnel that runs all around Las Vegas that makes it a lot easier to get around is pretty interesting, especially with what they were talking about with how many people they can move. Because, you know, if you're at the convention center, then that's one thing, right? But if you're just going from, I don't know, the Strip to Allegiant Stadium, or you want to go down to Fremont Street, and you're able to do it in a couple of minutes, and it was really cheap, right? Wasn't it like $6 or something that they were talking about it costing?
Something reasonable.
Per ride, which is way cheaper than you could ever get a taxi or an Uber or any of that stuff. But the problem is that the plans for the Vegas Loop don't include access to the airport, they're saying. So they approved the plans for the Boring Company to do all this, and it's creating a bunch of concerns from people that own businesses throughout the city of Las Vegas saying, hey, hang on, don't we have to approve it if they're going to dig a tunnel underneath our business?
Don't we got
to
call that number? Call before you dig?
I think that's for, like, gas leaks and stuff, or make sure you don't, like, blow yourself up, but I mean, if you owned a business, wouldn't it be kind of annoying if they were building a huge tunnel underneath your business while you were trying to, I don't know,
Dave,
perform your dentistry?
Our caller, Mary, she said that there's been a tunnel running under her house.
Goes
so
directly
maybe
to Area 51, and it's very loud, she says, sometimes,
maybe she
certain
got,
nights.
Maybe she got the advance on this. Hopefully she invested heavily in the Boring Company.
So the map shows the 29-mile route that is going to loop to 15 planned stations, but in
but
the area
the
by
airport.
The airport. There, it basically shows a stub without a station. So according to the tourism leaders, the omission was intentional. Once we get to the airport, we start to trigger interest in the jurisdiction by the FAA and federal agencies. So it just takes a little bit longer,
but
they basically
said. If you can't get an airport stop, then there's 0 point for this at all.
I think, well, I disagree with that. I think that just getting around the city for people that, you know, don't want to have to stand in a line for cabs and for Ubers is a pretty big deal. I mean, the airport is essential, but overall, this is a pretty cool concept if it actually works.
Well, let me hold my breath and see what happens.
You are a naysayer for everything.
Everything. Everything.
How many times am I right?
Never.
Always.
Not a single time.
Always. Hey, tell me about that train to Victorville, Dave.
It's not just to Victorville. They just came out earlier this week or late last week. I can't remember. And said that they are going to Rancho Cucamonga.
Dave was a big
investor. Who doesn't love Rancho Cucamonga?
Dave was a big investor.
It's a fun
that's
place
actually
to say.
Was
Rancho
the first place
Cucamonga.
There was a Chick-fil-A from Las Vegas.
I used to stop at that Rancho Cucamonga Chick-fil-A all the time.
But Dave was an early investor in that secondary observation wheel that they're building at the south end of the strip. And
across the Mandalay Bay. Yeah, no, that's still going to happen.
And this is why he
you just
believes.
Wait. You wait and see. Uh-huh. I'm going to be at the top of my observation wheel looking down upon you laughing. Yeah, that's never going to happen. So WWE rolling back into Las Vegas in 2022 as well, Mahoney. So the pay-per-view show is going to be at Allegiant Stadium. Any guesses whether or not this time the show is going to go off with the concessions working?
Well, if you remember last time, there were some toilet issues mm-hmm. and the concessions were down. I have a feeling that it will be better this time, but, you know, the fact that it kind of, you know, one of the first major events there and it was a SummerSlam was kind of a black eye.
Kind of stunk.
Yeah. But we went. Audrey and I were at a Raiders game. What it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, everything I've been
and
to
it was beautiful.
Allegiant since that, and everything goes up without like no problem at all.
Early opening jitters.
Yeah. But I will say the easiest way just to go through Allegiant period is everything is digital in there. Like just make sure. I know a lot of people want to bring cash, but the easiest way just to like use your chip, use your Apple products, like. Beep and then go and just scoot through the lines. Otherwise, you are going to be standing there forever trying to get change.
Not to get distracted by what the conversation that's going on in the chat, but it's worth mentioning. Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Somebody was talking about strip clubs because Audrey pulled up a TikTok of some stripper.
From Vegas.
From Las Vegas that made $8,000 in two nights. Yeah. And so we were talking about whether or not there was any plus-size strip clubs.
I did some research.
In Las Vegas, and it turns out there's not. There's actually, according to Audrey here, there's a plus-size strip club in a number of cities. Houston.
Really?
We missed our opportunity, Mahoney.
We didn't go there.
Miami has a plus-size strip club. Oh, wait, you said there is one in Vegas?
Yeah. I Googled. Yeah.
What's it called?
Phoenix, Los Angeles, Charlotte popped up, and then Las Vegas as well.
Well, but here's the thing. It said it debuted in 2013. Does Foxy's still exist?
Foxy's?
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's plus size.
That sounds like a sketchy-ass place that's going to be off of Spring Mountain.
I don't
also,
know.
Also, other breaking news, Dave, which we didn't get to the other day. I read a story that OG's, the Olympic Gardens, is going to be reopening.
Oh, really?
I'm so excited for that.
But as a different name, though, I believe. I can't remember what it was, but...
Do you know how many Who's Got the Warrant interviews I've done over there?
Really?
And now that that's going to open up, how much debauchery is going to go on? I am so excited.
Last time I was at OG's was the NBA All-Star Weekend, which is, by and large, considered to be one of the worst weekends in Las Vegas history as far as tourism goes. And I had a damn good time.
You did. You always find a good time.
There is no Las Vegas anymore.
No Foxy's in Las Vegas.
There is one south of Tijuana, though, if you want to take a road trip.
I'm good.
Yeah, I figured if it popped up in 2013, that it probably did not exist anymore whenever I typed it in. But L.A., you can go to L.A.
Even though
there's one in L.A.?
In Phoenix.
Oh, for the plus size, yeah.
Even though Dave and I aren't doing strip club appearances very often anymore.
Why is that?
Wives. Yeah, we're old. Dave's got four kids almost.
Not interested in the penny beers anymore?
Well, no. And also, it would always be on a Thursday.
And the worst
And it would be until like 1 a.m. And then we had to be on the air at 6 a.m. So it was like, when you were 22, that was great.
Can you imagine doing some of the things that you had to do at 22?
No.
Yeah, I had a pretty high tolerance for people's BS at 22. I feel like that's faded a bit over the years.
Yeah
we want you to go out until 3 a.m. and we're going to give you $150 pre-tax, but a free bar tab up to $30. Cool. Man. Sign me up.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So have you ever had a rendezvous of sorts, some sexy time interrupted by a pet or an animal of some sort? 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. If we're being real about this, it wasn't so much like sexy time where I was like getting it on with my wife or anything. It was going solo and a dog coming in and just sitting down and staring.
Just turn around?
Yes. Well, no, then the dog's going to come over.
And also, like, the computer was there.
just
I was in the office and I was just, you know, sitting there and there's the guest. You know, I was home alone, right? And so I knew that.
The dog doesn't know what you're watching.
But you're making eye contact.
Why are you looking at the dog, not your computer screen?
Well, because it's distracting.
Focus,
I'm like,
Dave.
Look away.
Focus, Dave. Focus.
No, I feel
on
like
your screen.
I feel like if you do that and your dog's in the room, you should be on a list.
Oh,
do
no.
not subject
Dude,
your
you
dog
feel
the
press
same
forward.
Way.
No way. Press forward.
What, Ian?
I feel the same way. Like, especially if my cat comes in, because my cat will then like rub up on my leg while I'm doing it, and then I feel like they're involved.
Right.
Which
yeah.
makes me feel even more uncomfortable, like a terrible parent.
Yeah.
And then also it really does shine a light on the shame of your fetishes and your kinks and the things that you're into. Because I don't want my cats hearing about, you know, a lady and the guy who caught the possum in the backyard.
But why do you
right.
feel yeah. like that?
It's weird.
Just, like, don't look at the cat or move the cat away.
No, because then I touch it, and then he's involved.
Yeah, and then you got...
No!
Yeah, I don't like that. No, then you got to, like, wash your hands.
No.
Yep.
That's a
Y'all
whole
gotta focus.
Ordeal that would have to...
Focus.
No.
Just focus on the task at hand. It's fine. Just move the dog or move the cat. It's fine.
Katie in San Diego said, let's just say we no longer sleep naked after Toby the a-hole Dotson bit my man's junk.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
That had to be on purpose.
Is it still working? Is it still fine?
Does it have a cool scar?
Dude, if I...
Jeez.
I mean, have a cool scar? A second one?
I mean, they are called wiener dogs for a reason.
Oh, man.
But for real, like, that... Like, I can't even imagine, like, that... happening in a situation, even in a obviously a non-sexual, just laying yeah. there in bed, and all of a sudden you are woken up to a wiener dog chowing down,
biting yeah. on your wiener. Yeah,
like I
feel like the just natural reaction is like that dog's gonna get punted across
yes,
the room.
I don't advocate animal violence, but that dog's getting uppercut because that's my involuntary action when that you know that kind of pain happens.
This one a bit more loving from 725. Said, hi, it wasn't during sexy time, but it was after we were laying on the bed and we had just finished, and my cat came in and licked his newt.
Oh, licked your partner's.
Yeah, yeah, licked his junk. Little scratchy tongue.
Oh, no.
Like sandpaper.
Yeah.
I mean, I think these are hilarious. Just, like, kick the cat off of the bed or close the door.
Are your dogs in the room when you guys are doing
this? They have been, yes. I'm
no.
not sitting there staring at them in the eyes while I'm doing it doggy style myself.
They're like Mom, that's our thing. What are you doing?
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So we're talking about how pets have interrupted the sexy time that maybe you've been trying to have with your significant other and how they've done so. Kyle said when we had a German Shepherd and I had a lady over, she would just start... getting in between us and licking my face anytime that we would start getting intimate. We had to put her in another room. And then when we did, she would start crying. So the dog's just like,
hey, she knows what's up. She knows that you're forsaken. You know, that she's supposed to be man's best friend.
I'll be done literally in 2 minutes.
She also knows they're not married.
Oh,
that's it.
Living in sin, Kyle. Vegas Z said, me and my wife were having sexy time with chocolate syrup.
God, what the
and the cat started to lick off the chocolate, and then we decided let's just stop, and we took a shower instead.
Okay, there are four of us here. Let me ask, out of anyone in this room, I can
zero times have I ever
used chocolate. Chocolate, have
Any
you?
Food whatsoever.
No food?
No.
Never food?
Never. I'm going to eat before
course,
or after.
Of course,
chocolate?
Food. Yes, of course.
Chocolate?
Yes. Dude, that's just, what? You're going to ruin
your
covers.
Sheets.
Yeah, that's the fun of it, man.
No, then you have
what?
To do
you gotta
washes.
Buy more sheets.
Let's damage some stuff. Let's feel bad about it.
No,
afterwards.
Then you definitely
have to. Out sheets. Sheets are expensive.
I feel like you could get a UTI with
man.
That chocolate.
What are you doing putting the chocolate down there?
Well, where else are you putting the chocolate? I feel like you're putting it all over.
It
runs down.
Oh, wait, that wasn't chocolate.
If you've got washboard abs like mine, it definitely funnels to a certain area.
What happens if you got one of those candy thongs from like Spencer's? I feel like that would be the other way. That would just like everything would go bad.
Nobody. I can't imagine anybody thinking in real life that, like, edible underwear or candy underwear is a good idea.
Never. Never, ever,
like,
ever,
it's just
going to
make your junk
ever,
so
ever.
Sticky.
I mean, yeasty. You think back to, like, peak horniness, and still, it's like, nah, I'm good.
Because the candy options are awful.
Yeah.
It's never like a Reese's peanut butter cup or, like, a Twix.
You got to be careful.
Like,
is that a Reese's peanut butter cup or... Do you need to use the restroom?
What are those ones that are on a string, though? Like, do you remember what I'm talking about? They're kind of like Smarties.
They're like Sweet Tarts.
Oh, the ones that are like a necklace?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever they're called, yeah.
You always see those, like, at festivals,
I feel
too.
Like a hard candy may be somewhat better, but like anything like jelly-ish.
Jelly.
Andy on Facebook said, I once was set up on a blind date. Date went well. A couple of weeks later, I get invited over to my blind date's place. She lived like a complete slob. Like, think the Friends episode of Ross goes into that girl's dirty apartment. Blind date has an annoying chihuahua running around. I sit on the date's bed a few minutes later, and I get hit by the smell of dog poop, and the date is trying to get it on.
Oh, no.
I just can't due to feeling so nauseous because of the smell and all the dirty clothes scattered everywhere. I make up an excuse and leave the date's place. While driving home, the smell of dog poop is still strong. Turns out the chihuahua had pooped on the bed, and I sat on it.
Oh!
Ended things with her the next day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was like the chihuahua's fault, though.
Anytime a dog poops, like, I don't know about you, like, I don't have a dog anymore, but like a fresh dog
poop
movement, and I'm just like, I'm gagging, like, like you cannot stop. Like, I've got a pretty strong stomach, but like that smell of like hot dog, and I'm just ooh.
I feel like anybody who is trying to press forward knowing there's poop about is a psychopath.
Oh, that, like, you won't roll over to a place like
I'm just
like, if you're like, it sounded like what he was dealing with was like borderline hoarder. And
what did you just call her?
A borderline hoarder, Dave.
Oh, got it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So we're talking about pets ruining sexy time, and Paul said, every time I go around my wife, my dog will growl at me. When she's not around, the dog is always right next to me, but anytime I get near my wife, and especially if we try to get it on, my dog starts growling at me. Okay. My dog.
Hey, bro.
This one texted over to us from 702 said, my cat is very protective of me and literally thinks that my man is hurting me, so my cat will go bite his ankles, like, why is daddy hurting mommy? Other times, we'll look up and the cat will just be at the corner of the bed in a loaf staring at us judgmentally.
Is that a thing? Like, that your pets are feel like you're being harmed while you're doing it?
Yeah, depends on how loud you are, I suppose, right?
Our buddy Tom, who was a canine trainer for many years with the police department, said, and I mean, this is very on brand for Tom, considering that he, you know, knows how to train dogs properly. He said, wife and I had a Yorkie that always slept on our bed. If it was sexy time, one of us would say, Sophie, sex. And she would jump off the bed and wait till we were done and then jump back up.
Oh, that's smart training.
Yeah. And speaking of canines, Patrick said, we were in the canine position and my ex's blind Pomeranian jumped on the bed and started licking my dangly parts, and I actually yelled, jumped up, fell off the bed, and smacked my head on the wall. Sexy time over.
I can't control my horny level.
Who's horny?
If we ever wonder why our bosses hate us, it's probably because we do things like this. This is the dumbest game, not just on our radio show, I think on all radio shows.
Dave,
put
you say the dumbest. I say the greatest radio game to ever hit the airwaves anywhere, anytime, ever.
Okay, all right. Maybe a bit of a stretch, but here's how this game works. We've got three different horns, and we're trying to figure out which horn belongs to which vehicle. And we've had all sorts of different types of vehicles, including, you know, cars, trucks, vans, tugboats, you know, 18-wheelers, all kinds of stuff. So all of us are in the dark with the exception of Ian, who is going to be running point on this. If you are listening along today and you would like to weigh in, 833-YO-DUMMY, you can call or text anytime. And then, of course, everyone watching along today as well at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney.
Dave, how many horns are we going to be guessing from
today?
Got
a total of three horns. So we will determine who is the horniest. And Mahoney, you, the last couple of weeks, have been exceptionally horny.
Dave, I've been pent up. Mm-hmm. And the sweet release of these horns has really, really gotten me going. Rev this engine.
Kyle said, we need a tank. Do tanks have horns?
Some tanks do have horns.
It feels unnecessary. Like, why would you just, like, blow it out?
I feel like American tanks don't have horns.
Yeah.
I just...
Not really horny.
French tanks? Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Are you guys ready to play a round of who's horny?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. This is horn number one. Again, trying to figure out who is the horniest today. Let's have a listen. Mid-sized sedan.
Yep, definitely. I'm feeling American. I feel like that may be a Malibu.
A Malibu? I was gonna go a Buick, but okay.
Okay.
All right.
Was that a 2011 Chevy Corvette?
Ooh,
was that a 2001 BMW M3 or a 2010 Porsche 718 Cayman?
Oh, my God. This was way off.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's a little tough.
Let's hear those again. I think that's a BMW.
Mahoney with the BMW.
I don't think that's
an M3 now.
I don't think that's a Corvette. Maybe it is. Maybe it is American.
I think you're right on with the Chevy Malibu, but I think that might be a Corvette.
Audrey, any guesses?
It doesn't feel like a Porsche. No. And you've owned a BMW.
Yeah, and like the BMW M3s are smaller.
But I mean, I feel like their horns are girthier.
That doesn't sound like a BMW to me.
So it's Porsche, Corvette,
or BMW.
I'm going Porsche. It sounds tiny.
We're getting
a number of people in the chat that are saying Porsche as well.
I'm going Corvette. I think that's American made.
Caesar just said Dodge Stratus, even though that's not a choice.
Interesting.
Okay. You know what? That doesn't sound like a Corvette, though.
It doesn't.
I'm going to go Porsche
sound like
as well.
Any of them.
I don't know what a Porsche horn sounds like, so I'm just going to go Porsche.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave and Audrey going with the Porsche. Mahoney going with the Corvette. Audrey and Dave, you are incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
Mahoney, you are correct.
Yes!
That was a Corvette.
I knew that was an American horn.
You American USA. Horny man.
You are a horny American.
Woo!
Wow.
That is right. That is right. Also,
very nice.
We would do a game where we played BMW blinker sounds, but I don't think anybody's ever heard one of those.
Oh, that's a blinker joke. Yeah, that's a blinker joke because people with BMWs don't use their blinkers.
You never did.
Nope. Couldn't. Didn't come with one.
Got to pay extra.
Let's move on to something a little lighter.
Okay, here we go on a horn number two. And who's horny? Ooh, that is very light.
Really
that
quick.
That is a moped.
That feels like an MG.
Was that a 2001 Honda Insight, B, a 1998 Daewoo Lanos, or C, a 1999 Kia Rio?
I don't know what any of those sound like. I'm going Daewoo because you guys love saying Daewoo.
I'm going to go Daewoo as well just based on the fact that the nostalgia. If this isn't a Daewoo, I'm going to be pissed at you.
Oh, jeez.
Because how dare you introduce a Daewoo and not give us a Daewoo?
Yeah.
Hold up. Cosine. Let's hit it again.
Hit it.
That's a Daewoo.
That's
and
a Daewoo.
And so we had a Daewoo, Kia, or a what?
Honda Insight.
Doesn't matter.
What is a Honda Insight?
I don't know what a Honda is.
It's an electric vehicle.
Everyone's saying
it's
Kia.
It's too cheap.
Huh. Everyone's saying Kia.
It's too cheap to be the Honda Insight. Like, that does not sound Japanese. This does sound more Korean to me. So I feel like this is, I mean, the Daewoo Lanos is, I remember the Daewoo Lanos horn so well from Pineapple Express. I don't hear the similarities. I'm going to have to go with chat. I believe this is a early model Kia.
Chelsea's saying, I'm saying Daewoo as well. Ian?
I'm also saying Daewoo. That was correct.
Yes!
Audrey and Dave.
Daewoo!
Very nice. Unfortunately, there are no 1998 Daewoo Lanoses for sale, but I did find a 2001 Daewoo Nubira that's got 70,000 miles on
it. How much for that bad boy?
$1,800 in Los Lunas, New Mexico. We could purchase this.
Road trip.
Yep. I overthought it. I thought you were throwing that Daewoo in as a red herring.
I would never do that to you, ever. Now, this third horn.
They won't do that to you.
Now, this third horn, we may learn something.
Okay, so Mahoney, you have one. Uh-huh. I have one. Audrey has one. It all comes down to this final one here. Here we go.
That's a person.
That is unhealthy.
Oh. That's a person pretending to be a goose.
Was that a broken 2009 Vespa LK, a woman laughing during a local news story, or a platypus?
That's a lady laughing during a news story.
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Again,
platypus.
Okay, Mahoney's going platypus.
I'm going full send platypus.
You're going full send platypus. Audrey's going a woman laughing during news report. I'm gonna go broken Vespa.
You're going broken Vespa.
You don't feel like it's a broken Vespa.
Actually, that could be a broken Vespa.
Be a broken Vespa.
Oh my God.
You know what? I'm gonna put all in. It's a broken Vespa.
What?
Yep. I'm going platypus.
Mahoney's going platypus. Dave and Audrey both going broken Vespa. That's a woman laughing during a local news story.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Right, I flipped.
Now, Dave, if you hit the horn three continued, it's a extended clip of the woman laughing. This is ridiculous.
How is that a woman laughing?
Listen to this.
Right. Grab a car, babe. Let's get started. Go ahead, grab
so funny. That's my collar.
What do you think?
That's you, man. Good. Yes.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
I know.
How is that human?
What?
They were doing a story about just local shops.
Did she get a squeak toy stuck in her throat?
I don't know. But that video is 11 minutes. 8 of it is her. Swear. And Dave, I did also include Horn 3 wrong answer. I did include a platypus sound for you guys
okay.
also.
Here we go.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That sounds like something happy in a jacuzzi.
And that's why I don't do it in jacuzzis.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, this is an unfortunate story about a man who went out hiking and got lost, and it leans into our theory that hiking is never a good idea here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Lost on a mountain for 24 hours, ugh, ignored calls from rescue crews because he didn't recognize the phone number.
I feel like you
were lost hiking on a mountain for 24 hours and you thought it was a spam call. So, like, what else are you doing? You got plenty of time. Just go ahead and answer.
Even when I'm hiking and I'm lost, I don't want to talk to somebody who's trying to renew my car warranty.
I would like to talk to you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The takeaway is that the subject ignored repeated phone calls because they didn't recognize the numbers, the official said in news release. If you're overdue according to your itinerary and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, please answer your phone.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I would be just like this guy. Why am I getting so many spam calls? How would I know?
You're lost. You've been lost for 24 hours.
Well, maybe the person who is trying to get me to renew my car's warranty is going to be able to help me
Very
get out
persistent.
Of this.
Yeah.
The situation?
So if you were a gas station attendee and somebody came in and they were demanding money, would you fight them?
Depends on what kind of mood I was in. Did your
the mood right now?
Yeah, for sure. I would beat you senseless with some Slim Jims.
Those are hard too.
It'd be the twisted tea, right? Flop side of the head.
A honey bun.
26-year-old gas station attendant who was working his very first shift. So keep that in mind. Very first time ever working at this gas station. Okay. Said that he was scared because a dude comes running in with a chainsaw. Like somebody comes in with a chainsaw, you're like, I have got to go. The 44-year-old man was arrested after he went running into the Trout Creek liquor store and the adjacent gas station at about 6:30 p.m., which doesn't seem late enough to be going on a chainsaw rampage.
Is anybody else impressed that you could run and hold a chainsaw at the same time, let alone get through doors while running with a chainsaw?
Yes.
That seems like a lot of coordination there.
That seems like somebody who's had practice at a haunted maze.
All the occupants in the business were able to leave without being harmed, but then the cops showed up. This dude barricaded himself inside, and so, yeah, the 26-year-old was like, yeah, I'm real sorry for fleeing my job on day one, but that dude had an effing chainsaw. Time to go.
I think I probably would have put in my 2 weeks at that point.
Would have been day one.
And even then, like, I'm like, was there training? Is this really where I want to be? Because if this is day one, is it going to get worse?
Yes, Mahoney, it will get worse. You work at a gas station. The only thing that would make it better maybe is if you got to keep, I don't know, maybe pocket some of that cash.
So
maybe you like stole it with him.
We have a Mom of the Year candidate and a Dad of the Year candidate. What would you like first, Mahoney?
How about Mom of the Year candidate?
Mom of the Year candidate. Police arrested an intoxicated mom who witnesses say tried to fight three people and then left her children at a wedding. Okay. Her name is Mickey. She's 31, faces charges of child neglect, disorderly intoxication, DUI for her arrest, according to the cops. They got a call about a very drunk woman who drove away from the resort without her kids. Police say that Mickey returned to the resort in her Chrysler minivan. Officers say she moved slowly, had slurred speech, glassy eyes, smelled of booze. Authorities say that she became belligerent with officers, and when they asked her how much she'd had to drink, she said, I'm not telling you.
I feel like there's ever a time to fight.
Have you been drinking? She said, I'm sober.
If there's ever a time to fight, it's definitely at a wedding, right?
Yeah,
because, I mean, you got the open bar.
No. You're not fighting at weddings.
Well, I feel
funerals. You're mad. You're sad.
No. Funerals, horny. Weddings, angry.
Yeah.
What kind of weird, warped brains do you all have?
You've never heard that people get horny at funerals?
I've heard that people get horny at weddings.
No, they get horny at funerals because you're like, oh, man, like life ending is really sad. We're still alive. We should have sex.
Yeah, but you're also sad and mad that somebody just died.
Yeah, I mean, but life goes on.
Not if it's you. We're going to have a celebration. I've already told you this.
Yes. You will praise my death.
And the Dad of the Year candidate, this one even more dramatic. It was around 5 p.m. in Blue Ash, Ohio, and first responders were called after a, quote, accidental shooting. Turns out that Fred Hensley Sr. told police that his son would not stop playing guitar. And so he picked up a gun and he shot him.
Wait, how old was this man and how old's his son?
It doesn't say how old the son was, but I mean, the dad is 79 years old, so I imagine that the son probably had to be at least 50, right?
I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and yeah, he looks to be well into his 50s. Can you imagine, you know, the 79-year-old dad coming in there, like, turn that right, that film music down. And the 50-year-old guy's like, it's not a phase, Dad. It's not a phase.
I'm going to make it, Dad. Just you. Ow.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are you usually early or late? If you're usually late, maybe just learn how to leave earlier.
Message deleted.
Man, I feel that in my bones. People that are always late for everything, it just feels really disrespectful. You know, I mean, if you have regular meetings with somebody and they're always showing up, I'm not talking about like 3 or 5 minutes late. Nobody cares about that. But if you're always the I'm 15, 20 minutes late for everything, it feels disrespectful.
You know when you need to be a place, and you're telling people when you are late, like severely late, on a regular basis, because traffic does happen and things do happen on occasion. But if you're habitually late, you're just telling other people that your time does not matter.
Or if you're like that or one person that we're so thrilled with today, if you're always late and then you leave early, that's especially a sign of respect.
Yep. Mm.
We appreciate that.
Tells you how much you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to be on time, if not early, everywhere we go.
That's right.
I'm a regular.
Would you be interested in knowing or obtaining a list of everybody that has ever had a crush on you?
Message deleted.
Would you be interested in seeing a list of all of the people that have ever had a crush on you? Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
No.
Except for, I'm like, where's my wife's name?
No, because here's what the problem is with this, Dave. I actually had, this is years ago. This is maybe 10, 15 years ago. Internet's still, you know, like social media is still in its infancy. And I had this girl who I had a monster crush on reach out to me on, I think it was MySpace, and she was beautiful. I mean, just like absolutely the girl I had. She was a couple years older than me. I think she was 3 years older than me. But we lived in the same neighborhood, went to the same schools. She was just always older, prettier.
She told you years later that she had a crush on you?
I think
she's lying.
No. She was.
I think she's lying because she's seen what a media mogul that you've become.
No, this was, Dave, when I was making $8 an hour.
Yeah, she didn't know that.
So last week, so she was,
or next week.
I mean either one. But she it was unprompted. Like we're just catching up, you know, talking about like the neighborhood and things like that. And she's like, you know, I had just the biggest crush on you ever. And I'm like, I live 1,000+ miles, 1,500 miles away across the country, and you're telling me this.
Are you sure it's not because you're glow up? Because I mean, like you're in good shape.
Dave,
you've got things together.
Again, glasses. Bad hair, bad dressing. Like, this was not, like, peak Mahoney.
That's what I mean. It's like, you've had a glow up, and she was even into you back then. That's great. That's the best.
But she was telling me that, again, she's telling me this, but I'm like, I couldn't afford, like, even then, like, I couldn't afford to, a plane ticket to fly back to even, like, try to, like, reach out, you know, to try to make it work.
Weren't you single when you went to your 10-year reunion, or am I mixing that up at the time?
No, I was. Yeah.
You didn't close the deal then?
She wasn't in my grade.
Oh, she wasn't. Yeah.
And she had moved. I mean, since then, this was actually many years before that when that, revelation came to be. And I'll just say, I think I was like 22 or 23 years old at the time, I was just like, oh, this is the worst news ever. Like, I always just thought, like, I pined for you, but knowing that there was a shot and that I missed it.
No, that's great.
No,
I'm here for all of that. Like, if there's girls that even I had a thing for, and then I find out they also had a thing for me, that's validation. I just want to be loved. Damn it,
that's your love language, right?
Who's your therapist? Can you give me her number, Ian? Please,
no, don't steal Debbie from me.
Give me
She's
Debbie.
The only
like,
thing
give
I
me
have.
Debbie's number.
She's
you guys can't know this. You can't know the same therapist because Debbie's going to get too much information.
Yeah, she's going to hear stories from both of you about each other.
Like, hi, Dave. She's like, oh, I've heard a lot about you. Like,
then she's going to take over the show. They're going to hire her.
We should bring Debbie on the morning.
Yes.
The show therapist. That'll go over great.
I don't know if I'm comfortable calling her Debbie. I want to call her Deborah.
Oh, Deborah.
Oh, no.
No, Deborah's a very specific thing. Like, she's going to walk in and black leather with a whip from a...
Taste it.
Hello, Deborah.
Ew, taste it. Oh, God.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, there are a lot of questions to answer here. A guy who was out fishing, his name is Christopher Sacco, he thought he was just fighting a large fish. He hooked something. And then once he lost it, he wasn't going to lose it again. When he finally reeled in the line, he realized, oh, wait a second, that's a gun?
What kind of gun?
35 years old. He is fishing on Saturday afternoon when all of a sudden he reeled in a Publix plastic bag.
Okay.
Inside the bag was a black revolver, and it had a rock secured to it by red and white twine. Like, uh-oh, that is definitely a gun that's been used to kill somebody, right?
Well, yeah.
What you don't know, legally, you have to throw that gun back unless it's the size of an AR.
That's true. Yeah,
you
got to
let it grow. You got to let
catch
it grow.
And release.
Nature.
Yep. The officers that showed up took possession of the gun, placed it in property and evidence, and a spokesman said that this is a first. They've never had anyone reel up a weighted down gun before, which doesn't it seem a little unnecessary to tie a rock to a gun?
No, you want it to sink.
It's a gun. It's going to sink.
Well, you want to make sure.
Yeah, but I mean, that makes it really obvious.
Like,
if you just toss the gun into the water, it would probably sink and be considerably harder to hook and reel in because it was in a plastic bag with a rock tied to it. Like, you just made it as obvious as possible that this is a gun that was definitely used in a murder.
Should I Google on the work Wi-Fi, do gun sink?
100%. Maybe not today.
Okay.
Gun sink. Gun sink, people. But yes, also, I feel like this would actually almost be more counterproductive because it would sink faster. Right? Like, at least, like, what we've learned from Dexter is, like, maybe if you throw it out there, maybe it would get caught in a current, like a strong current, and get taken further out to sea.
I really almost just beat my pants alive so hard. Whoa, that was a scary moment.
And finally, what an unfortunate thing for the residents of Bun, North Carolina. Buzzards are invading their town, and it's not just that buzzards are showing up. I mean, that's pretty gross in and of itself because buzzards don't generally bring a lot of great news.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they kind of like sense death?
Yeah, they're like carrion.
58 buzzards perched around her house is what one local resident said. 58 buzzards.
Ugh.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that it's illegal to shoot buzzards. You can't shoot them because they're protected species.
And
I mean, not that you'd necessarily want to go out and start blasting a bunch of buzzards, but yeah, like spook them off a little bit at least. They said this weekend they have been swarming. It's making my dogs insane. They've been pecking at my chimney and knocking the bricks down, which sounds like something straight out of like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I mean,
who do you
terrifying,
call?
Right? To make things even worse, somehow the buzzards are vomiting everywhere.
Oh.
They're throwing up. So they're vomiting buzzards that are swarming and pecking apart her house.
What's making them puke?
They don't know.
They're eating the dog poop.
They say that their droppings are also acidic and can eat through the paint on a car.
I'm shooting that bird.
Right?
I'm making sure that bird or
if there's
or something,
a bird or really almost anything that is actively on the roof of my house ripping my house apart while I'm inside trying to sleep and then pooping on my car and it's eating through the paint of it, like, you gotta go,
bothering
right?
Bothering the dogs?
Yeah, sorry, but you don't have thumbs and I do. I win.
By default.
Yeah.
Did you have the buzz off?
Buzz off.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.